Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The European Union's greenhouse gas emissions fell by 5% last year, continuing a trend of declining emissions across Europe. Europe is the world's fastest warming continent, where climate change is already worsening droughts, wildfires and fatal heatwaves. Having set legally binding targets to reduce its contribution to global warming, the 27-country EU is now grappling with how to meet them and who will pay. The EU has committed to cut net greenhouse gas emissions by 55% by 2030 from 1990 levels. EU countries churned out 3.4 billion tonnes of all greenhouse gas emissions last year, 5.1% less than in 2022. For comparison, the world's total carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels increased to around 37 billion tonnes in 2023. Progress on curbing emissions varies by sector. Power generation emissions are falling fastest, and the sector is on track to meet EU climate goals. EU emissions from power, gas, steam generation and air conditioning plunged by around 18% last year compared with 2022, thanks to a shift to more renewable energy. Overall, electricity demand also fell due to lower industrial output and mild weather. Other sectors are lagging. Emissions from transport, construction and mining barely budged last year, while emissions from farming increased slightly. The next European Commission and EU governments face tough decisions on how to bring other sectors in line with climate goals. People of all generations must work together to tackle the climate crisis, according to activists. ESRI figures have revealed teens and those in their 20s believe older people are less concerned about climate change. Data shows this is not the case, and despite younger people holding the belief, it doesn't motivate them to engage in activism. Sive O'Neill, Senior Climate Advisor for Friends of the Earth Ireland, says the message around climate action must be clear.
The message that I'm taking from this research, and I think it's very important, is that when the government is designing climate communications, that it doesn't pit one group of people against another, that there's a very careful way in which we need to be able to see and identify with the struggles that different people have in societies, particularly people in disadvantaged communities.
Green Party leader and Environment Minister Eamon Ryan says there are very few climate change sceptics in Ireland.
Less than 5% are what you might call climate sceptics. Now, you hear a lot about them or from them because they're very vocal, particularly online. But in the real world, the vast majority of the Irish people understand climate change is real and want to do something about it. And we can, and we will. We will be good at this in this country.
97% of sites tested for bathing water quality met or exceeded the minimum standard last year. 114 had excellent water quality, down from 117 in 2022. Figures from the EPA found the number of beaches with poor bathing water quality increased to 5, compared with 3 in 2022. Programme manager at the EPA, Mary Gurry, says there is still room for improvement.
So there's about a quarter of them have scope for improvement to keep on working towards getting excellent quality. And in fact, we have 5 beaches at poor quality, and the advice this year will be not to swim at those beaches. So we definitely want to see improvements made in those ones. Ishka Erin wastewater treatment and sewage is a problem at some of those beaches, so we need to see Ishka Erin progressing the works that are needed.
Most swimming spots across the country were of high water quality last year. Mary Gurry says heavy summer rainfall is putting pressure on our beaches.
Climate change is becoming a reality. Our rainfall is changing. We are seeing heavier rainfall during summer months and more intense rainfall, and that can cause problems. And we need to see resilience built in to the management of our wastewater treatment systems and, you know, in terms of agriculture, just stopping those contaminants running off into our streams and into our rivers and then onto our beaches.
And Mary says people need to be more mindful of their surroundings.
And we know dog feces is a problem, and any sewage, anything that might contain fecal matter. So yes, unfortunately, you know, we really would encourage dog owners to be responsible and to clean up after them. I suppose nobody wants to be leaving, you know, something behind that could cause illness to somebody else.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect, and join us at the same time again next week.